This is how bored I was earlier, right? On a scale of 1 to trying to do a beep test with a dog, how's your isolation going? Because I'm at breaking point. Welcome back to chapter 147 of Eulogies of a European Eunuch. How are we all doing? That one was listener sent in, suggested, because I obviously didn't know what the word eunuch meant until I looked it up. And turns out, bit rude. It's a eunuch is a castrated man from medieval times. And last time I checked, my nuts were well and truly intact. So to whoever sent me that, stop implying that I ain't got nuts, okay? It is a man who has been castrated, especially in the past, one employed to guard the women's living areas at an Oriental court. So, like that, I think like that guy in Game of Thrones, the bald bloke, he's a castrated man, got no cock, but I got a big old fucking anaconda swinging between my legs, and that's not my cock, it's my balls, they're very long. I got long nuts. That would be so weird, like if your balls extended below your cock, just like you, in there, you just like fuck a chick with your nuts. What am I talking about? What an odd start. Fuck a nut. Anyway, that sounds like a brand of Oriental nut, the old like a Japanese nut. Oh, fuck a nut. That was pretty racist. How are we all doing? Hope you're well. I'm still in isolation. This virus stuff still kicking around. Like a bad smell, isn't it? Or like a virus, I guess. Still infecting people, which is annoying and surprising because I solved that last week. It's like, wake up, people. I solved that a week ago. If you didn't hear last week's podcast, I was just solving that shit left, right, and center. You know, I gave some great advice. I think it was, I told people to go out and boost their immunity. Go outside. I think I said lick a trolley, shelve a booger, and kiss a bird was my three bits of advice. And yet somehow this virus thing is still invading my life and all my, and it's, you know, and obviously everyone else's, and there's, it's horrible. It's all around the world, but no one's listening. Clearly, this podcast needs, if this podcast had a little bit more, you know, traction, for example, say if I had Joe Rogan's reach, you know, millions of people listen to this podcast every week, we might be crisis averted, everyone. But no, I'm out here doing my best to get this message out to the people. So I'll say it again, and I'm not going to change my advice. My advice hasn't shifted despite a few medical experts messaging me throughout the week going, it's pretty irresponsible to encourage. I'm an expert. I already said my qualifications last week. I'm not going to sit here and repeat myself, but I will reaffirm, however, go outside. You're still allowed to go outside. All right, practice social distancing, but while you're doing it, while you're doing your daily exercise, you know, go to a germy place. What's a germy place? Oh, a kindergarten, right? Disgusting. Three-year-olds everywhere. Go wipe it clean with your tongue, okay? Fondle a rat. Sniff a train seat. There's still ways to boost your immunity while practicing social distancing. Dude, if you came out of that kindergarten after wiping it clean with the top of your tongue and the bottom, get it all in there. Treat it like a swab test, but the slide. If you come out of that alive, like, and not infected, coronavirus is going to stay the fuck away from you. It's going to look at your body and be like, I don't want to jump on that. That's a train that's going downhill soon. So at least you won't get COVID, you know? You'll avert that situation. Because if you survive that, you'll survive anything. You're pretty much immune. You'll be like a superhero after that. Just like Kindergarten Man. Actually, that's not a good superhero name. That's Rolf Harris's superhero name, which is not good. or superhero woman. Oh, sorry, kindergarten woman. That's not a good one. You know what, guys? Maybe that's the only bad advice I've given. Stay the fuck away from kindergartens, okay? Just sniff train seats and fondle rats. That's better. But yeah, so Corona's still going. Bit of a shock, to be honest, when I woke up this morning in the news and that was still going on. And I was like, Jesus, I do remember sorting this out. Oh, well, looks like I'm going to have to remake my point in case apparently 7 billion people missed it, which is crazy. So we're still doing it. Dude, my mate during the week in a group chat goes, geez, have you seen? I just checked the online. America's still winning. And I was like, no, I don't think they are. I think it's not highest score wins. It's not like the Olympics. You know, it's not like China had an early lead. America's fucking losing. It's not like golf. No, sorry. Yeah, it is like golf. It's not like the Olympics. It's like golf. You want the lowest score. You want to be going for pars and birdies. Really, zero is the best score you could possibly get. America's fucking losing. You know who is winning? North Korea. They've come out. Kim Jong-un came out and their health experts came out and said that they've got zero cases of COVID-19. Hard to believe considering they're next to South Korea, who has been massively affected. Definitely America is the most, and I think Spain's in second, or Italy, one of the two. I think Italy is still, and I quote my mate, going for silver. I'm like, dude, you're really misinterpreting this, okay? I don't think they're gunning for it. I think they have bad health care. It's not a thing they were prepping for. They weren't doing preseason going, fuck, if we, you know, flu season was bad last year, but now this virus has hit, we could really fucking rack up our numbers here and almost have a crack in America. Because America are always the superpowers, and my mate's right, they're even winning this. So, to be honest, America, how about just don't win something for once? It's a bit annoying. Like, even, you're smashing China now. Like, like China started off winning the competition, if we're going to go with my mate's, mindset. China off started with a heavy lead. They did. And then, you know, now, like, I guess we've transitioned into that part of the Olympics where in the first 2 weeks, you know, a lot of diving, stuff like that. China, great at that. A lot of gymnastics events, awesome. Table tennis. China got many golds. But then as soon as track and field starts, just America just start calming up, creeping up the medal tally. And all the, it's the same thing, virus related as well. China started off very high. Oh, getting to the second part now. America, once again, showing their dominance. This one, not a great one to show dominance, though. Not enough rat fondling happening in Spain right now. So if you could get that message, if you're from Spain, walk to your window right now. Film yourself. By the way, if you're in any affected area, okay, you know what? Anyone. We just need to get the message out there. If you're listening to this podcast in your house, which I hope you are, stay inside, okay, unless you're fondling a rat outdoors, walk to your bedroom window, open it, film yourself doing this if you want. I can post my favorites and just scream, fondle a rat. And hopefully someone hears you. And that way, boom, immunity levels go up. Sure, you might get a little bit of a disease from the rat, but that's like the flu shot, isn't it? You pump in a little bit of the flu to make yourself immune. This is science, people. Listen up. Man, I'm fucking smart. Good thing I am. This probably is a bad time to mention that I did stop doing science in year 9. How crazy is that? Someone gave me that option. Like, I did year 9 science and I got 32% of my end of year exam. And then they were like, don't worry about it in year 10. Like, they told me to stop when I was 14. That's when you know you're fucking qualified to be giving this kind of advice to thousands of people. So I just want to, that's some of my heritage in the science field. So I'm sure you're going in confident now, and I hope you've yelling at people to fondle rats. Sniff a train seat, you know? So yeah. Hope you're all well. Hope isolation's going well. Evidently, I'm going great. Definitely not going insane at all loving indoors. I miss sun. Anyone else miss sun? Vitamin D is a good thing, and I'm getting none of it. I went for a run last night. I was like, I need to get outside, but I waited till the sun went down, so I didn't see the sun yesterday. And so tonight, I'm going to go for a run. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. The podcast is a day late. I do apologize. I've been pumping them out on Mondays last couple of weeks, and I missed it. And what's my excuse? Don't have one. Why? Because I'm doing fucking nothing. But at the same time, I've been really busy, but not busy. I've just been like occupied is the better way to put it, I guess. I've been scheduling in a bunch of stuff because in my head, I'm like, dude, I'm so free. So whenever like my mates go, oh, do you want to do this Zoom chat? Or do you want to, you know, call me here? And I'm like, yeah. I just keep saying yes to shit. And then all of a sudden, my day just starts filling up of just doing useless things. And I'm out here pretending like I'm on holidays when I'm absolutely not. I've got to do podcasts, videos. I need to work harder than ever right now to pay rent. So I need to get my shit together. But I'm finding it really hard to be productive. I don't know if anyone else is finding this hard to be productive during this time. But goddamn, my productivity levels have not been ideal over the weekend. I had a birthday, which is probably a good excuse. I did celebrate my birthday with Meg. We did a Patreon Zoom call. I saw my parents, but we stayed 1.5 meters apart. Don't freak out. So I had a fun weekend. It was good. It was a bit of a bummer not to spend it with friends, because that's always like the highlight of the birthdays, catching up with friends and stuff. But there's more important things at stake, like rat fondling. So we need to all go out there and do that, and also stay inside when you're not doing that. But again, I cannot stress enough the importance of boosting your immunity throughout these times. Someone fucking messaged me for real, like for real about it. There's lots of people going like, this guy, whatever. But this guy's for real, like sent me a DM, pretty long one, explaining why I shouldn't be telling people and asking me if I was being serious. Imagine being that dumb. Imagine listening to me tell you, okay, this is what that person did. They watch me tell thousands of people while smirking and laughing to shelve a booger, and they went, fuck, I wonder if he's being serious. When I read something like that, I just turn British in my head. I'm like, are you stupid? Are you fucking dumb? Is it just what is in between your ears? Is it like a gaseous chamber? You know, is it just air? I just think, fuck. I thought I was dumb, failing year 9 science, 32%. Imagine not understanding irony, or even below that, sarcasm. Fucking wild, isn't it, that these people exist? This is why the world's fucked. Yes, there's a virus going around, but apparently there's a bunch of people with teeny-weeny, incy brains too. But that's good. So what I want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, before we really get into it, I've got a brand new segment to drop on the podcast, and I'm bloody excited about it, and you should be too. So it's called Luke's Thoughts. I'll just let that sink in, give you guys a couple of seconds. Maybe if I say it in an epic voice, it'll hit home a little more. Guys, I've got a new segment called Luke's Thoughts. Boom. Here's the segment. Occasionally during the week, I have a bunch of thoughts. Original thoughts. Hence, Luke's Thoughts. And I always go, I should talk about that on the podcast. And then I always forget, because they're not like major dot points that are worth bringing up. But I think, that could be a good thought to just tell a bunch of people on the podcast. And I guess I've been forgetting, and it's not good. So I've decided to start this segment, which is where I just film myself during the week. Whenever I have a thought, spur of the moment, boom, whip out my phone, film the thought direct to... Oh, I keep burping. I'm just having a burp attack. What's happening with me? Whew. Goodness. Fuck, I've just been taken over by an evil spirit or like a ghost of an Irishman, you know? Oh, I just feel very gassy and bloated all of a sudden. So I whip out my phone, I film the thoughts, and then I've cut them all together, and this is the segment. And it's just all the stuff that you guys were missing, that I was having these great thoughts, but I was like, fuck, I'm not sharing them with anyone, and I just kept forgetting about them. So these are more like fleeting thoughts. You could say Luke's fleeting thoughts. Look, we'll you let me know what the title should be of the segment, but ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the first, I guess, rendition or first crack at Luke's thoughts. Enjoy!
Luke's thoughts, oh yeah. Woohoo!
So I just had a thought. I reckon weeks should be 10 days long instead of the conventional 7. You know, I think if we went back in time and we're all nutting out the calendar and stuff like that, I would be like 10 day weeks, because think about it, it's a nice round number, it's easy to remember. 5's in the middle, so you get to like hump day and you're like day 5 in, you're like, oh, that's right, 5 more to go. And then I reckon we should do 4-day weekends and 6-day workdays. But I'll even give you 7-day workdays and 3-day weekends. You know, even that would probably be still better. It's like a long weekend every weekend, but you just have to cop a dick for 2 more days at work. Not that it affects me, I don't have a real job, but for the rest of yous. Anyway, that was just a thought. 10-day weeks, pretty good.
Luke's thoughts, whispering edition.
I just had a follow-up thought to the first thought. You get a lot more done. If it was 10-day weeks.
You wouldn't, because it would be the same amount of time in a year.
Nah, but 10-day weeks, you think about, oh, look how much stuff I got done this week. You got 3 more days to do stuff. Luke's thoughts. Yep, one more thought coming right up.
Just had a thought. How many people are going to break up during this quarantine and then not be able to actually leave each other? Like, I just did a fart in front of Meg, and even if she wanted to leave me, she can't leave me for at least 6 months. You're stuck with me, man. I can keep farting.
Keep drinking against my will.
Yeah. Ooh, nice thought, Luke. Got another one for us? Sure do.
You've heard of Elf on the Shelf.
But have you heard of Spaghetti in the Sink? So like that one?
Yeah.
Thanks. Luke's thoughts. There you go. What a bloody segment. I hope you guys liked it. Let me know if you want to see Luke's thoughts in the future. A lot of great thoughts in there, particularly the week stuff. I think I'm onto something there. 10-day weeks. I'm assuming there'll be a lot of people, you know, maybe commenting below saying, here's why we do 7-day weeks. Ah, don't be nerds. All right, it's a fun idea. So, yeah. What else was next on my little list of things to talk about? Look, I know obviously the podcast lately has been corona heavy and hard not to be. You know, I have been having a few people not critique me, but I guess offer some constructive feedback, which is like, talk about anything else. And I hear you, but here's why I'm talking about a lot is because, answer me this. What else has happened this week? Sweet fuck all. Look at the news. I tried to find a news story that was completely unvirus related, and all I could find was something to do with Heidi Klum slamming Seal on Twitter, her ex-husband. Is that really what you want me to talk about? Because I will. You know, I could talk about Seal, you know? I guess I like his song. You know, I think I actually like the other one. Are we never going to survive unless we get a little crazy? But really, now, we're never going to survive unless we find all right. That's a good, that would be a better song at the moment. It would send a better message. We gotta boost our immunity. Oh, I don't know how the rest of the song goes. Damn. So, yeah. That's it for those people. What else do you want me to talk about? Happy for you to give me suggestions. It's just, I haven't been doing a lot. I've been in isolation, like you. And, you know, I appreciate you all listening, but don't act like you have anything better to do. You know, I thank you for listening, but also, we're all in this together. Well, you know, this is a High School Musical vibe. We're all just clapping in our houses like, oh, Except for Zac Efron. He's rich and he probably doesn't understand our struggle. Fuck you, Zach. You know who would understand our struggle? Vanessa Hutchinson's, the girl in High School Musical. She's probably not rich anymore. I don't know how much the royalties will be. Sure, she'd be affluent, a lot more well off than I, because she wouldn't have applied for Centrelink this week. Unlike this guy, it's been a few years, but decided to apply because I think I qualify because I've lost all my money that I was going to make. So I think that makes me front of the queue. Probably not. There's probably people worse off than me. But I'm still making $10 off every podcast on YouTube. But technically, I pay to host it, so I'm actually losing no money. Sorry, losing heaps of money. Fuck, what was I talking about? This is the problem with being inside all day and getting no sun. Just completely lose my train of thought. I mean, I've always done that on the podcast. This isn't new, but, you know, now I have an excuse. The point is, I'm going to talk about coronavirus again. So fuck you all, but thanks for listening. But you've also got nothing better to do. Great. Everyone's been saying how negative it is. And then there's all these people, and I've seen it on Facebook, and it's great. I've seen it on Instagram, people going, I know the world's in such a bad place right now, but we have to look at the positives. And then there's people that's been sharing all these, you know, because of this, pollution's gone down. And, you know, from now, from London, we can see the Eiffel Tower where the virus. Right. So I get it. There's positives coming out of this and there's negatives. So this is my version of corona positives and corona negatives. Okay, we'll start with the negative because we want to end with the positive. All right. Always start with the bad news first. Negative, people are dying. Now that's not good. Positive, however, way more trick shot videos appearing online and high quality trick shot stuff. Dude, perfect. You got some competition now. There's people getting pretty creative. We're talking tea bag into mug, bread into toaster, you know, just creative stuff around the kitchen. And it's not hard. All you've got to do is a little bit of persistence. Meg and I have been doing some trick shots. You know, I was doing some out in the yard the other day when my brother came over, but that was before all this stuff happened. That was like a few weeks ago. But, you know, I'm telling you, there are positives that come out of this and not just the ones that people are saying online. You know, okay, but here's another negative, another corona negative. Some people can't see their families anymore. Not great, you know, social isolation, it's having a bad effect on people. Positive, though, I'm getting very good at making the hand sanitizer noise from my mouth. Just very good at it. I did it to the guy when we went to Chemist Warehouse the other day. I walked in and he was standing there with a hand sanitizer and he went, and I went, oh, thank you. And I'm also getting very good at doing the wiping my hands noise as well. And so he went to me and then just to kind of try and make him laugh back, I just mimed and went, and he smirked. So look at me out here putting smiles on dials. I'm still, you know, practicing some good gear on people. I don't need comedy to be, you know, I don't need a stage. I don't need lights. I don't need the microphone. I'm always fucking on, you know? And that was good. It put a smile on his face because I could see him go, he is pretty good at making the hand sanitizer noise. And throughout this podcast, you know, if you ever see me, you know, I touched the microphone before, just gonna, oh, quick. Sorry about that, guys. I had to wash my hands. Sorry, the podcast just stopped recording then because my computer ran out of hard drive space, which is so annoying because I lost my hard drive when I went to the Gold Coast a few weeks ago. And now I don't know where it is. I don't know. I think I left it on a train in Brisbane, I think. So if anyone's on the train and has found a hard drive called the Jeff drive, it has all my shit on it. So it would be great if you could message me. Very massive long shot that I've lost so much stuff on that I needed and a lot of stand-up footage that I now cannot upload, which sucks for my career and for you guys because there was a lot of good stuff on there. Anyway, that's beside the point. I got a new hard drive and I haven't had time to put all the stuff on it yet. So my computer is running on fucking fumes at the moment. It is going to take off. It sounds like it's on fire right now. It also feels like it. God damn. So what was I talking about? I don't know. Whatever. I was talking about how good I am at... Sorry, guys, just got to clean my hands. I just touched my computer in the break. Hang on. I think I need a bit more. Great. Oh, thank God for that. Here's a thing that's happening, non-corona related. I got a weed problem. And I know what you're thinking. Luke, oh no. This virus situation hitting you hard. I thought you didn't engage in drugs. Guys, fret not. It's a gardening issue. I have a weed problem in my backyard. I'm not blazing it. I'm not, how do the cool kids say it? Getting high. That's all the cool kids say. You know, I'm not, I know nothing about weed. I'm not ripping fat bongs, you know. Man, I'm going to be the best dad. Just like trying to connect with the youth. And I already don't know what to say. I've never smoked a drug in my life, but I do have a fucking fat weed problem at the moment because God damn, no one told me before we moved in, under the mulch that's in our like backyard, they just mulched over grass. So the grass is just growing through the mulch at such a rapid rate. I've tried weed killer. I put so much weed killer on it that I changed the shade of the tambak of like all the mulch. I changed the shade of your backyard. Do you know how much poison you have to apply to something to change the color of it? It's fucked. And then it just keeps growing through. I've done weeding so many times. I've been filling up so many bins full of weeds. I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know whether to message the real estate agent and be like, because in my end of the rental agreement, it says that I have to upkeep the garden to the best of my ability or something like that, or to a reasonable standard. How am I supposed to do that when I'm literally like just killing grass that's coming through tambak? Like it'd be easier if they just left it as grass. I could just mow the lawn. But instead, I have to sit there and rip up weeds all day. So if anyone knows how to get me out of my weed pickle, hit me up during the week. I have no idea what to do. I'm just in an absolute, bad situation. So, also, I forgot to tell you. So I tried to record this podcast earlier today, but then I had a bunch of hard drive issues and I had to stop recording and then blah, 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 shit happened. And here I am now a few hours later recording it. But earlier today, I tried to have the very first guest on the podcast in the isolation episodes, obviously. I've had guests on before, but the very first animal guest. So I invited Meg's dog Dora in for a chat, and it was right at the very start of the podcast, so I accidentally left the intro song playing throughout the interview. But here's how the interview went down. So ladies and gentlemen, this is the interview that I did earlier today with the very first puppy guest of the show. Enjoy. Actually, before we start, Dora, come here. Dora. Ladies and gentlemen, start clapping your hands when you're at home. Dora, come here. Welcome a very first guest of the Isolation Podcast, Dora. Meg's dog. I can hold a dog. Meg's saying I can't hold the dog. Dora, how's quarantine been going? Great. This is why we don't usually get guests. This is why we usually vet guests before they come on the show. Dora, you're on the internet. Dora, do you have anything to say? It's the one time she's not fucking barking, is right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dora. What a great guest. You know what I just realized? I left the song playing the whole time. what a shaky start. You just bowled the door into her, didn't you? Meg just yeeted Dora out of my room with the help of the door. That was fucking brutal to watch. What a guest. What a big opportunity for the podcast. Very exciting to have, you know, such a established podcaster on. You know, quite a conversationalist Dora is Meg's dog. By the way, we didn't get a dog. It's Meg's parents' dog. And Meg just racks it from their backyard sometimes and brings it here, which I'm cool with. And before that we started the episode, this is how bored I was earlier, right? I tried to do a beep test with a dog. So on a scale of 1 to trying to do a beep test with a dog, how's your isolation going? Because I'm at breaking point. And the dog didn't really participate. Like, I was like, start beep test, level 1. And then I went, beep. And then I ran to the other end. Then Dora followed me. And then I was like, 1, 1, beep. And then I ran to the other end. And I was just running up and down the corridor, like the hallway, which is very small of our house. And she bailed out. Dora fucking bailed out at like 3. You know, I don't blame her. But, you know, because I also stopped. I couldn't be fucked anymore. Because I was like, oh, I'm doing athletics training with a puppy indoors because procrastination is a thing. And yeah, so that's how my isolation's going. Let me know, what's the dumbest thing you've done so far? Hit me up on the email, luke.kidgel@gmail.com. What's just the shittest thing you've found yourself doing during this period? I absolutely want to know people's stories. If you can beat doing a fucking beep test with a dog, then by all means. But I've pretty much hit rock bottom. That's what I've been noticing I've been doing, because I get so sick of looking at my fucking phone, because all that's on the phone is just Instagram challenges, you know? I could talk about that in a sec. But yeah, because I've been getting so sick of looking at my phone, I just put my phone down and I'm like, oh, what should I do? Anything else? And I'm like, oh, there's a dog. I can do the beep test with my mouth. Let's go. I started doing random shit, you know, like vacuuming and like, you know, just like, oh, I see a piece of rubbish. Now I pick it up. I think isolation is making me become a respectable human. I hate it. Dude, how's those Instagram? This is why I don't want to be on my phone at the moment, because every time I go on fucking Instagram, I click on someone's story and they're like, oh, thanks for the nomination. I just got nominated to do the 10 push-up challenge. And you're like, oh my God, all these fucking isolation challenges that are going around. None of them are challenging. 10 push-ups? That's not a brag. If anything, you should be posting if you can't do the 10 push-ups as a cry for help. And then everyone around you should call you and ask if you're okay, and give you a fitness plan and tell you to fucking stop eating twisties and get your shit together. That's what the challenge should be, is how many of your friends did you not know are fucking incompetent? The challenge is being friends with some of these people who I see on Instagram. Oh, and like, here's one that went around. Post a footy photo, an old footy photo of yourself with no caption. Can you do the challenge? What's challenging about that? You've taken away the challenging part of Instagram, which is thinking of a good caption. That's what most people struggle with. That's why most people just go like, hot dogs on legs, or, you know, just like, oh, take me back, throwback Thursday. What is challenging about going back to the archives, finding a picture of you doing something AFL related and posting it with actually no caption? That is one of the least challenging challenges I've ever heard. You know what used to be a challenge? Doing the Kokoda Trail. Someone's like, oh, I might do a marathon this year. That should be a bit of a challenge. I'd be like, yeah, man, that will be a challenge. You're going to have to train pretty hard to do that. These days, people are like, man, my friend Stacy nominated me to do 10 push-ups on Instagram. So I don't know if I'm up for the challenge, but I will film myself doing it. And I get dressed into full active wear just for this one Instagram clip. I fucking hate social media. People, and I get, you know, and people are going to be like, Luke, don't stop hating on people for having fun. You know, they're just having fun. Have fun in your own time. Don't put that shit where I can see it. And then I know what the next argument is. Luke, don't watch it. I fucking tried. Okay, I can only mute so many people from my high school and Instagram, you know? You can only mute so many people that you genuinely care about, because you can't deal with their shitty, oh, hey guys, thanks for the nomination. My brother nominated me, for fuck's sake. I messaged him. I was like, absolutely not. He's like, yeah. I was like, this is so lame that you've done this. I thought you were above this. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting pretty bored though. And I was like, dude, literally just call me. Like if you know what? I'd be happy to offer support for people. If you're about to do some dumb fucking Instagram challenge, just flick me a message, all right? And I'll talk you out of it, okay? Because you're above that. You're all above that. Everyone is. If you've got a brain and you're not a caveman and you're not grunting at each other, you're above doing dumb ass shit like that. Yeah, that's my rant for today. I'm sorry, okay? And, you know, oh, Luke, you just hate people are just trying to get through it. You know, it's a positive thing. They're doing exercise.
I make no apologies. This is me.
Don't care. Do better shit. All right? Fucking fondle a rat. All right? I'm the best. I'm an expert. I'm at the center of my universe. You know? This isn't called memoirs of everyone else. It's called memoirs of a white guy. It's all about me. So, don't care. Jeez, that's fucking obnoxious. That's a bad attitude. I think I'm turning into an old man. For real. Just like every day I notice a new thing, you know? One day it's like I'm just at Bunnings buying weed killer because I genuinely want to kill those weeds. Old Luke would have been like, I don't care. Not my problem. Now I look out my back window and I'm like, oh, fuck. I take it as like a competition, you know? Like all these people are doing their little competitions on Instagram. I open my fucking blinds in the morning and I see a weed sprouting out of my fucking mulch and I'm just like, that's a personal attack. You're going to fucking regret the day that you came in between that fucking tan bark and looked at me like that, right? And I'm the sad unit that just marches down to Bunnings. I buy all the weed killer in the world. I would rather spend upwards of $13.99 I spent on weed killer just to win this battle against a weed. But yeah, I'm turning into an old man. I've started listening to Aussie barbecue playlists on Spotify because that's where I'm at. And again, I'm sick of hiding who I am. Okay, this is the true me. And if you know what? If you don't like me at my Aussie barbecue playlists, then you don't like me at my best. Okay? That's not the... Hang on, what's the Instagram thing? If you can't appreciate me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best. That's it. Anyway, I'm just out here trying to live my best life. And if I'm driving along and you see me in a traffic light and my windows are down and I'm just like, working hard to make a living. And then like the people next to me are always just like, is this guy who's... Obviously, I mean, look, I do look 40, so maybe they're just like, oh, look, it's a dad having fun. But, you know, some people might think I look young and they look at me confused, being like, why is he singing Jimmy Barnes? And it's like, you don't know my story, okay? If I want to sit back and listen to Gyroscope and Grinspoon, Powderfinger, Jet, even the Veronicas, fuck it, I'll listen to Draft, that Australian rap group. Ooh. Oh, Jimmy Ricard. If I want to listen to those tunes, people should respect that. Okay, I'm supporting the industry in Australia. And, you know, nothing wrong with a little bit of crowded house on a Wednesday. That's what I always say. But yeah, I'm pretty much turning into my dad. And it's getting weirder by the day. Meg started to notice it. She's just like, man, I just do old man shit, you know? Like if I hear a tap dripping in another room, I fucking run, turn it off straight away. You know, if I see a bit of rubbish on the floor, I'm like, hang on, I'll just get the duster buster. Crisis averted, everyone. Go back to your days. I'm just doing dad shit. And that's fine. I like it. It's the way I am now. I'm an inside dad. I mean, I don't have kids. You don't need kids to be a dad. Dad is definitely a mindset, you know? I think if people go, oh, is that person a dad? I'm just like, I don't know. How many In Excess songs does he listen to per day? People are like, no, I think it has to do if he has kids. No. Okay. If he can recite more than just the hits, obviously people know Never Tear Us Apart. All right. And Original Sin. Okay. But if you can fucking recite Mediate, which is one of their songs, off by heart, you're a dad. So I've been joined to the party. Does that mean I'm a DILF? Because I'm a young dad? Bro, I think I'm a fucking DILF. Hell yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm dilfing up. Oh, hang on. I have a new sound effect. It's an announcement horn. Ladies and gentlemen, very excited to announce that I am officially a DILF. I am a dad who, oh no, I'm a DEMILF, a dad a Meg would like to fuck. Oh, that's good. Poor Meg. She must be into like old dudes, you know, but she hates it. She must. Huh? What am I talking about? Hang on, Meg's coming in.
I said I'm a DeMille.
Are you talking like yeah. She must be into old guys?
Yeah, because I'm turning into a dad. I'm a DeMille. I'm a dad of Meg would like to fuck.
Why are you a dad? Because you listen to dad music?
That, and I'm also just doing dad shit. I take my weeds growing as a personal attack.
I'm out.
You're into it, aren't you? Yeah, she's taking her clothes off. Meg, don't get naked, we're recording. Oh my god. She's playing with herself. Alright, that was too far. Oh fuck. Don't actually start.
Jesus Christ, woman. fuck, I think I need to end the podcast. How long have we been going for? Alright. We'll do the last segment. Flex Chat. I brought it up last week. This is a segment. It's an outlet, really. Obviously, there's everyone's just talking about the virus. Oh, COVID this, Corona that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, nah. This is a space where people, and we can all celebrate the little things. There's still little things that have been happening in life, and people, and I understand that, people feel like they can't, oh, I just hiccuped, talk about it anymore, right? Jeez, I'm really like hiccuping a lot. I don't know why. Yeah, people feel like they can't talk about the little things anymore. And I wanted to provide an outlet on this podcast for the little things. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is Flex Chat. Oh, I forgot to do an opener. That's the opener. So this first one came in. By the way, I kicked it off last week. I had a little flex. I forget what it was. But hang on, I'll just get them up on my phone. So some of these are big flexes. Some of these are just wee little flexes. And you can contact the podcast anytime at luke.kidgel@gmail.com. This first flex came in from Ryan. And this one's more of a subtle flex. It is a financial flex, but any flex flies on this show. I want that to be the rule. No flex is big or too small to be acknowledged by this podcast. And we will be acknowledging the flexes today by the swish sound effect, because there's a bunch of you guys out there getting buckets, living that's nothing but net life, and it needs to be celebrated. So Ryan said, "Hey Luke, I just need to get a fresh flex off my chest." Ryan, this is the place for that. You've come to the right place. Congratulations. I recently bought 5 $12 blocks of cheese. And then in all caps, he said, "Beast, am I right?" Oh, fuck. Wrong sound effect. Well done, Ryan. Just swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. That's what it's all about. My man, Ryan, out there buying fucking 5 $12 blocks of cheese. What are you doing? Okay? That's $60 spent on goddamn cheese. And some people are here messaging me on Instagram going, you shouldn't tell people to fucking fondle a rat or whatever. Be like Ryan, okay? Ryan's doing great work. Clearly not financially stressed, or Centrelink's hit him up early. Who knows? But man, he's going to be in cheese heaven. On you, Ryan. This next flex comes in from Ross. Shout out, Ross. "Hi, Luke. Got a little flex here." Hey, Ross, that's fine. Little flexes are okay. "I work in kitchens, so due to coronavirus, I was prepared to be out of work and living on Centrelink for a while. Yeah, it would be nice for a holiday, but I'd go crazy. However, today I landed a job. I'm working 2 to 3 days a week so I can feed myself, pay rent, and have a bit left over." Swish, swish, bish. On your rock, what a bloody champ. Bloody, that is a fat old. I'm going to give you 2 swishes, 1 for every day of work. "Just felt good and lifted my spirits. thought no better place to flex than your podcast. Ross, you bloody switched on mother effer. Have a sick one and can't wait to catch you perform on the Sunshine Coast soon. Ross. Hey, Ross, thank you very much. Oh, by the way, we'll talk about it after this, but my tour is cancelled. All of the shows. Hang on, I'll finish Flex Chat first. I was supposed to talk about this at the start, but I got a little distracted telling people to yell fondle a rat out of their window. My bad. You know when that happens? All the time. Amber said, hey, Luke, here's my flex. I had a whole casserole. Boom. Had to do it to ya.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
Fuck oath, Amber. That is some solid flexing. I mean, look, very short email. I like that. Concise. Just, I had a whole casserole full stop, and then just ends with boom. Had to do it to ya. God damn, Amber. Look, she doesn't really specify how big the quantity of, I guess, or how big the casserole was. You know, was it a big bowl? Was it like a whole big cook-up? Like, was it a saucepan's worth? Was it an oven tray's worth? I guess I have to assume it was an oven tray's worth of casserole, because that's how it's often made, I guess. Either way, Amber, you know what? No flex, big or small. Every flex flies. Congratulations. You got yourself a fat old swish. This last one comes in from Nat. And by the way, you can send your flexes in. Yeah, if you like this segment, be a part of it. Let's celebrate the little wins. Nat said, morning, Luke. Hope you're mega well and staying sane. Thank you very much, man. He goes, I have two you can choose from. Dealer's choice. Now, I've read them both. And I'm going to go with number two, Nat. And people will never know what number one is, but it was also still good. However, two really just, I think, shows what this segment is all about and what celebrating flexes is all about. Nat goes, I slapped a fly out of the air and killed it. I am karate. Now, was that the sound of a swish or the sound of Nat swishing the fly? Who knows? It's a double sound effect. But either way, Nat,
swish, swish, bish.
You're out there getting buckets. Ooh, wrong sound effect. Oh, fuck me. God damn. Thanks for letting me boast about these things. I appreciate it. Nat, honestly, this is what this podcast is for. If you've got a bit of privilege to flex on Oldham, if you had to do it to them, and, you know, no one, let's be honest, at this time, no one cares anymore about your privilege. There's bigger problems in the world. I understand that. So on this podcast, we give the little guys a go. You know, if you've got some first world privilege to want to flex on everyone, no one, because you know what? You try and tell a friend that, man, I slapped a fly straight out of midair. He's going to be like, cool. Did you know this many people have died in Spain? And then you're going to be like, oh, fucking hell, man. Like, I'm just trying to say that I am karate, which is a massive announcement for Nat. I'm sure it was huge, but I bet you no one in his personal life gave a fuck. So it's the least I could do in this show. Now, before we end the podcast, I do need to talk about my tour is cancelled, which fucking sucks because, well, it's good for two. Okay, it's good for one reason. First reason, I was heavily wanted. It was the On the Run tour, and I was doing heaps of good gigs. I was in great form. I kept fucking murdering, killing wherever I go. The good part of this is I'm now in mandatory hiding. The authorities have bigger issues on their plate. Fair enough. Me killing with my jokes at comedy clubs, venues, theaters, all around the country. Not a priority. Apparently murder no longer a priority because there's people dying in other areas. But that's one good thing that came out of it was the fact that I'm no longer on the run. However, the bad thing that came out of it was that I was really looking forward to it, and it's the one thing I really like doing, and I'm really sad. So that's the bad part. It made me sad, and I never thought I'd have to cancel shows. But obviously, it's out of everyone's control, out of my control. And man, it's even with rescheduling. People have been like, "When are you going to reschedule later in the year?" We're just going to do 2021. We're just going to do same time next year. It'll be a way better show. Who knows what the fuck is going to happen with all this stuff? Honestly, this could go for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, who knows? So there's just no point in rescheduling it and a bunch of times and people buy tickets for it. Let's just try again for next year. There's a few other reasons as well. People going, that's bullshit. I want to see. I thank all the people who really wanted to come out. And man, it was so nice reading the comments of, I posted that I canceled the tour and a bunch of people were like, oh man, this is going to be the highlight of my year, and tagging their friends, and people were really upset, which sucks, but it was also very nice to know people looking forward to it that much, which does mean the world. So thank you all very much. It makes me very happy reading those comments, and hopefully we'll all be able to do it again when all this stuff calms down, and it'll be a way more fun environment to do it in. Because if I was to do a show this year, I feel like it would just be weird. Like it's just, people are scared at the moment and there's a lot of fear happening, and that doesn't create a good environment have a laugh and stuff, even though that is what we need right now. But that's why we do this podcast, okay? So don't say I don't do anything for you. Actually, this podcast is deadly serious. I just give great medical advice, and then we have a few giggles in the meantime. Oh, fuck, I just touched the mic. Hang on. Okay, cool. Sorry, just had to sanitize. Yeah, so the tour's cancelled, every single show, even the ones we did reschedule. Those Canberra Albury ones that I said we rescheduled, they're all postponed until further notice. Don't worry, you will see this show, and it'll be even better by the time it gets to your city. And I do want to say a massive thank you to every single person who bought tickets. It was a very good problem to have, I guess, but we had to refund so many tickets. Holy shit. It was really shaping up to be something really special and like really cool, and you could see a lot of hard work paying off, and this was the year. All I'm going to say is some places I'd already sold, and it was months before the shows, I'd already sold more than I sold last year in a lot of places. I was going to be adding a lot of shows. Sydney was within like 30 tickets from selling out when we had to cancel the show. There was just so many shows that were filling up and we're going to be adding. It was going to be the fucking best tour of my life. But it was not to be, and there's nothing to do about it. So thank you all to the people who have been supporting me on Patreon. Everyone who's bought a t-shirt means the world. You'll all be getting an automatic refund if you got tickets. And I would love to, I guess, see you at the show next year when we can all do it. Other than that, guys, I'm really sorry about that. But obviously, bigger problems in the world. And yeah. Fondle rats. All right. See ya.